Voice One Witness radio broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, an annual conference held in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to find out how to receive the complete conference series today.
And there's not to be breaks. And Brother Copeland and I talked a long time today because of we know several cases where ministers that have been apart have come together. And amazing things are happening. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. And I want you to pray for me. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And I don't mean that the Lord was in any way. The only thing was, he just wanted to tell us how to come higher. And we just can't have any more this division. Ephesians chapter 6, there's where the Lord tells us through the apostle, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, verse 11, against the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in the high places. And then he tells them about all the armor to put on. And then after he finishes about putting on the armor, verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. All of this is prayer armor. And Paul says, always with all prayer, all kinds of prayer, and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And when you're praying like this, pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, of the good news, for which I'm an ambassador in bonds, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I want you right now to stand and pray for me, and in doing so, to pray for every person who will come to this platform, that they will speak boldly the mysteries that God wants them to speak. I want you to pray that for me, and pray that for Lynn, and pray that for Chip, and pray that for Brother Copeland. Praise the Lord. And anyone else that God chooses to use. Thank you, Lord. Mystery. God's plans are called mysteries in the New Testament. And that's a transliteration of the Greek word mysterion, and it means a sacred, a secret. And so these mysteries, these sacred secrets, now he's going to reveal to us on a level that we've never seen before. There's levels to it. And I've seen a level to what I'm going to share with you tonight, but I've seen now more. And after Brother Copeland and I talked today, I see more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to all see more together. So in that prayer that we pray in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17, it's asking for something. It's asking for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And if you pray that prayer every day, you will soon be receiving wisdom and revelation on God's divine truths. Hallelujah. I think everything I see about anything is because I prayed this prayer. So we pray this, verse 17, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding, our heart be enlightened, that we may know. Now you stop right here. I get to preach now. That we may know. And then it says three things. three specific things that we may know. The number one is the hope of his calling. Number two is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's you. You're his inheritance, and there's a glory in you. And God wants us to understand that. And number three is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. This is resurrection power and the authority that comes to us because of it. So those are the three things specifically that he wants us to understand. Every single one of them have to do with the glory. Bless the Lord. And the first one we're going to look at is the hope of his calling. I have a note in my Bible that says Ephesians is filled with God's purpose for the church. Our very name in the New Testament is, you can say it two ways, ecclesia or ecclesia. And if you'll put up that little graph that I made, ecclesia. Now, the Companion Bible says the Greek word ecclesia means assembly or a gathering of called out ones. Ek means out of, called out of. And ecclesia or is assembly. So the Assemblies of God, people saw this when they founded the Assemblies of God. And Worrell, who translated a Bible that Brother Hagin got in print, he always uses the word assembly rather than the word church. There is a word church, and we think about it, but this is more, gives us a picture of who we are, because we are an assembly of called out ones. Israel was a nation called out as a whole nation out of all the nations separated unto God. But we are called out of every tribe, every tongue, every language. We are called out. Well, I can see them all right in here, in this room. We're called out from where we were. We are a called out assembly, and the assembly that we are is a body. And that is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head, and we are the body. Bless the Lord. The ecclesia. Now, this first thing that you might know, the hope of his calling, it can mean your individual call, because we're all made up of individuals, but it's a corporate call. He's talking here about a corporate call to the church. He wants us to get a revelation of our corporate call, that you might get the spirit of wisdom and revelation as to why the church is in the earth. Why the body is in the earth. Why we're here. So he prays that we would understand the hope of our calling. Now, I know that the church, our call is to glory. We're called to glory, this body of Christ. So the first scripture that I want you to read is Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Bless the Lord. And Paul said that he has the right to give us this, teach this mystery, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The manifest presence of God, the glory of God. The glory of God is always the presence of God seen. In the Bible, you always could see it every time it's mentioned. So in us is the glory. It came into you at your new birth that will eventually take you over until you're glorified and in the image of Jesus Christ. There are other scriptures which tell us the church is called unto glory. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. That you would walk, and these are all in the letters to the church, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Remember, we want to get the information now on the hope of his calling. We're called unto glory. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so we can get it. He's called us to obtain it. 1 Peter 5:10, but the grace of God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory. You think we've got anything to do with glory? And virtue. He's called us to it. He's called us to be the glorious church. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:21 says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We're called unto glory, and we're going to be that body of Christ forever. There will be this body of Christ known in all ages, and we will manifest his glory. So he says in this prayer, and you pray it every day, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my heart be enlightened that I might see, that I might know him. And what is the hope of his calling? His calling, his glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The gifts and callings of God. They're in God's plan, his purpose, his gifts, and his callings. Romans 11:29. Turn there. I want you to read this one. There are three groups of peoples in the earth. Who are they? The Jews, the nations, and the church. So this has to do with the Jews. And we're going to look at Romans 9, 10, and 11. Romans 9, 10, and 11 go together. Paul is interceding for his brethren after the flesh, the Jews, in chapter 9. And by the end of the chapter, he gets his prayer answered. Bless the Lord. And God then gives a revelation of this mystery to the church. So I want you to read just the 29th verse. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. When God calls, he never changes his mind.
You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Thank you for listening to our message today from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer held in Branson, Missouri. Would you like to have this powerful conference series for yourself? Today, call our bookstore at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this broadcast and other exciting new content at billybrim.org. B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org.